All right. Excellent.
Okay. So, wanted to spend a day or a session talking a little bit about Lent. Now, I don't know about you. I know nothing about this, right? I did not grow up, well, technically I grew up a Catholic. At 6 years old, my mom got me through communion. She was divorced, which in the 60s, that was a pretty early thing. So needless to say, we didn't keep going to Catholic Church after that. But the point being is, ever since I've been a believer, and I became a believer when I was 17, had no idea about liturgy, had no idea about the church calendar, none of that, right? You may be in the same boat, don't know, right? My goal today is just to share with you some of the things that have started to permeate and understanding more about where liturgy and some of these areas could, I think as an evangelical church, we kind of forget about this. And there are some things I think that we can grasp onto and are quite interesting, actually. As you all know, right, I tend to plagiarize and take things from a lot of other people since I don't have a degree, and so I'm not going to get up here and tell you that I went to DTS or anything like that. I went to Thomas Jefferson High School. I went to the University of North Texas. And that's it. So this guy, a lot of what I took from today comes from a gentleman. He's an Anglican priest. His name is Chris McDaniel from the Trinity Anglican Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Where in the world did I find this guy? Lisa and several people in Grace Bible have been involved in the C.S. Lewis Institute. C.S. Lewis, several years ago, had Chris come and speak. We started listening to his podcasts, you know, all that fun stuff, especially during COVID. So I find this guy very unique, really makes it much more personal from that perspective. And so I've taken some of the things that he talks about when it comes to Lent and prepared that for you today. If you're interested, they do have a podcast. It's basically their recordings of their sermons, but he also last year did one every Wednesday on Lent. So that's where most of this came from. So when you think about the liturgical calendar, right? I just grabbed this off of Chuck's Wikipedia. You look at the liturgical calendar, once again, this is something new to me, so I was kind of looking at it, trying to understand. What I take from this is if you take a look at it, right, you've kind of got these two main celebrations. And we talked about Advent, I don't know, 6 months ago, right, 4 months ago, whatever it was. But where Advent was a time of preparation prior to the celebration of the birth of Christ. Right? Well, we're kind of, that's what Lent is. Lent is a time, right? So, and apparently it goes this way. Lent is a time that we are preparing for Easter. So Easter is the celebration, right? So that's what it's really about. And I think one of the things that we tend to do, at least myself, and I'll put myself in front of this, is we in the evangelical church tend to feast a lot. We just feast, and we feast again, and we keep feasting. And sometimes you never take a step back and take a look at, well, wait a minute, what? Number one, why am I feasting? Number two, maybe the feasting doesn't have as much flavor as it used to because you kind of forget about it, right? You almost become gluttonous. One of my favorite all-time movies is Mystic Pizza. I don't know. I know. Nobody nodded their head. That's scary. This is one of Julia Roberts' first movies. Do not go home and watch it with your children. Just for the record, do not do that. It's a couple's. You could watch it as a couple, but don't watch it with kids. You've been forewarned. Nobody come back to me and yell at me later. Julia Roberts, it's out of Mystic, Connecticut. It's about a pizza joint, and she and her sister and their friend work in this pizza joint. But to me, the story that I think resonates here is her mother works on the lobster docks. So she is taking lobsters off the ships, doing whatever they do to lobsters. Well, I don't know about you, I love lobster. Why do I love lobster? Because I don't get it that often, right? It's expensive, but it's yummy and buttery and just got this great flavor. So Julia Roberts opens the refrigerator door looking for something to eat. Lobster, 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 right? That the huh-huh was, I'll let you figure out the F-bomb. Anyway, the point being is, right, what I consider amazing food and gourmet and luxurious, she's sick of it because all she has to eat is lobster, right? So we tend to become, it becomes this glutton, if you will, right? And so when you think about Lent and the way I'm starting to look at Lent, it's actually not a bad thing to do to take a step back and look at, well, wait a minute, why are we doing this? What is it that Lent is preparing us for? And are there things that we can do to prepare accordingly? And just a reminder, right? Lent is actually the celebration. It's actually a grief before the celebration, but it's the grief related to Jesus' ministry. So remember, Jesus is baptized in the Jordan, right, by John the Baptist. Dove comes down, announces his presence. Then what happens? Jesus goes out into the desert, into the wilderness for 40 days to be tempted, right? And obviously has no food for 40 days. So that's why Lent is 40 days long. It's very much mirroring that time. So when we take a look at it, it's that celebration. So it's the grief, right? It's a time of grieving, a time of remembrance before the celebration of resurrection. Now, I don't know about you, but I became a believer at the age of 17. For me, I didn't think about the resurrection. I didn't recognize what does the resurrection actually mean. For me, to a certain extent, raised or saved in a Southern Baptist church, nothing against the Southern Baptists, but it was fire insurance, right? It was all about eternal life later on. It wasn't about today. It wasn't about here and now. And I'm not saying the eternal life part is wrong. It's just kind of half the picture, right? It's like eating a pizza without cheese on it. No? You don't like that, Josh? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's horrible, right? You're missing all the good parts, right? Because I love the cheese. That's what makes it. But anyway, the point being is, if you think about the resurrection, it's the core of Christianity, right? It is, you know, Jesus died for our sins. Yes, that is amazing. We have forgiveness. That is fabulous. Thank you, Lord. But he also came to give us life. Life now. The kingdom of heaven is now, right? And we tend to forget about that. I think a lot of times in our daily walks, we forget that it's this resurrection that brings us life. This is what brought us the Holy Spirit. This is what brings us the comfort and the hope and the joy that we have today. And I don't know about you, but I sometimes forget about that. And Easter is that. Easter is the celebration of the resurrection. Full confession, I don't like coming to church on Easter. There's too many people here. Right? I mean, sorry. But I think that permeates, right? That kind of goes through that. And that's wrong, right? This is a time that we should celebrate. Just like Christmas, right? We're celebrating the birth of Christ. Oh my gosh, this is the new life of Christ. This is our new life. This is everything about, like I said, it's the core of Christianity. Let's not forget that. And so, once again, taking that step back to then recognize what that celebration is all about. And I think we tend, or I always thought, well, why are you fasting? What are you giving up one thing? What are you, you know? And I think what one of the things that Chris McDaniel has helped me recognize is, well, it's not about just fasting to fast. It's not about giving just something up just to give it up. Oh, well, let's lit. I got to give up alcohol, or I got to give up watching TV or social media or whatever. But it really, looking at it from a different lens, it's a time to look or examine our appetites. What are the ways in which I'm tempted to seek comfort and satisfaction? And he uses this term, pseudo-resurrection, which I thought was really interesting, or pseudo-enjoyment. And what are those appetites where I can find those areas that I'm using or I'm tempted to use to find satisfaction or comfort? And too often, reality is we settle for less. We use pseudo-resurrection for comfort, whether it's social media, food, alcohol, exercise, whatever you want it to be. And so Lent is a great time to kind of take a step back and take a look at those areas in our life and maybe name them, right? Just to think about, what are some areas that I'm using for pseudo-resurrection? He uses an analogy about a garden where he says it's a great time to review your garden. So I have a vegetable garden in our backyard. I like my vegetable garden. I go out there and I work it from time to time. But sometimes I get a little lazy and the weeds start approaching and I gotta go out and pull some weeds, right? So when you look at your life and think about it, do you have areas perhaps that are weedy? Another problem I have is I go out in the spring and Lisa and I will go to our favorite nursery and I'll buy a whole bunch of vegetable plants. And I don't have a big plot, right? It's relatively small. And you kind of forget that, okra grows really big, right? Or you get other things that expand. And all of a sudden, my herbs that I really use a lot are getting overgrown, right, by the jalapeno plant. So things become too cluttered. Or, now, I'm going to tell on my wife on this one. Sometimes somebody plants a dead pumpkin in my garden. Just puts it right there and lets it rot. Okay? You'd be amazed at what this pumpkin can do. That dead dumb thing grows everywhere. It goes both directions. Outside, it produces maybe one pumpkin.
Four.
But
they're really cute. You haven't had to buy pumpkins for like 5 years.
Oh, that's so not true. That is so not true. She did, That could be. And just for the record, we like to torch pumpkins on Halloween. So anybody wants to, well, we won't be here for Halloween. But next time we're here, y'all are all invited to our pumpkin torching. Whatever. Anyway, but it's not one of these pumpkins because they're not big enough. Point being is this vine takes over everything, right? It grows everywhere and gets everywhere. So then the question really is, right, as you look at those three areas, right, are there areas of your life that need to be removed or paused for a time period? That you need to take a step back. Are you using these items as pseudo-enjoyment? And then by removing or pausing these things, what can you replace it with that is more infinite versus finite, infinite, and beneficial to your walk with the Lord? Or do you have a situation, where you've got too much clutter? Is your life too busy? That doesn't mean you're doing wrong things. You're just doing a lot of other things. And granted, I get it, especially those that have young children, sometimes you don't have a lot of choice, right? You're busy doing a lot of things for them. Totally get that. But are there parts of your life where perhaps you can take a step back? Do you have time to take a step back in certain areas or for a short amount of time? And then last but not least, what takes priority in your life? Are you engaged in areas that are a waste of time or really have no meaningful purpose? And granted, right, we all need a little bit of downtime. So I'm not begrudging that. But I think those are things we want to think about at during this time. And then last but not least, that's our pumpkin. That's not one of our pumpkins, just for the record. They usually are green, which I don't understand why they're green. You going to comment on that or no? No? No comment? Okay. So do you have a pumpkin vine dominating your life, right? Can you trim it back? Or does it need to be removed in its entirety, right? So those are things, just those three analogies or three examples with the garden analogy to give you an idea of maybe some of the things you can take a step back and think about it. But I would challenge you is don't give up anything just to give it up, right? Ask yourself, what's the purpose? What are you going to be doing differently and why? And just for the record, it doesn't have to be another activity. It may be you just sit there in solitude and listen to God for 15 or 20 minutes that normally you would be on Facebook or eating chips and salsa. Thank you. That's me about 9 o'clock. Don't call me. I'm busy. Anyway, right? The point being is it's not replace an activity with an activity, right? But that's something you need to think about. You need to think through what is something that maybe I want to give up during that time, but it's not about the giving up. What do I want to replace it with? Don't underestimate that, right? That's the key. That's why we even do this. And you know what, guys? I mean, don't worry. I'm not going to ask you if you're doing anything. I'm not even sure I am. I just, for me, this was very insightful to learn about why people even go down the Lenten path. What is the Lenten season, and why do we have it? Okay? I'm going to go to questions, but before I do that, thoughts, questions? Is anybody? Yeah, James?
Can you go back to your very first slide, where the three major questions that you had?
So, which one? This one?
That one.
This one.
So I would turn all of my thoughts on all those little statements. I mean, the answer is yes to all of them.
Okay, okay. All right.
And I think the challenge is sometimes, I mean, we don't like to change, right?
Right.
I'll look at that and be like, I'm kind of waiting for this. These are better than my old couple, so I can answer that. But the truth is, I think for all of us, like, it is a journey, right? And there's often, I think, like, I would say, teaser analogy, our garden is very good. And we might kind of be looking at the edges and say, yeah, there's probably a few weeds I need to pull. Mm. And then you get down there and you start pulling them and you're like, wow, there's a lot more weeds here that I need to pull.
Right.
Nooks and crannies, perhaps?
Nah, yeah, right, yeah. Touche, touche.
Yeah. Anyway, I think if we're honest with ourselves, the answer to all of those questions
is probably
especially
yes.
In North Dallas,
yeah.
Is yes.
Yep.
Now, you can't tackle it all at once, but
right.
Start the process.
Yeah, good point.
And this is a good way to do it, I think.
Exactly, right? Can you take a step back for a short amount of time, put something on the shelf for a while, right? It's just eating a little bit, I lost that. But anyway, you follow me. Okay, anybody else? Any other thoughts? Yes, Chelsea.
Remind me, not that it matters necessarily.
Okay.
Because that's not the point, but like the time, but when the Lenten season begins.
Oh, it starts on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday.
Okay, Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday. Right, right. So you got the ash, right, for the, right?
I'm on it.
You're on it. Anyway, yes, so Ash Wednesday starts. That's why there's Fat Tuesday, right? Fat Tuesday, I know the Mardi Gras celebrations, right? Fat Tuesday is the celebration because everything goes silent, or, you know, you go into Lent on Wednesday. So Ash Wednesday to Easter. And I don't, to be honest, I don't understand there was a, you go back to this guy here. I'm not sure what the Triduum. I know that. I think that's the 3 days that Jesus was dead. Is that right? Somebody? Help me out.
It means 3 days, so I guess that is.
That's probably Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday.
Yeah, right? Okay. Something like that. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Covered in black.
Right. Okay. So, yes. So, there you go. Okay? 40 days. Okay, so we've got, we're good. It's 5 till 10. Remember, we need to be out by 10:15. So we'll take 10 or 15 minutes, break into our groups. First question is, what are your thoughts about the Lenten season? What are your thoughts about the resurrection? Right? Just discuss that. How is your garden? Do you need to weed, declutter, or trim? Kind of going back where James was talking. And then what are some of the nooks and crannies in your life that could benefit from this activity? All right? Circle up.
Y'all go ahead.